Thanks for joining us as we journey through the Bible together. Exodus 31, verse 13 is our passage today. Here's what God said. Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Not long ago, I visited the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. The experience was very moving. As we took in the sights, I tried to imagine the emotions of the immigrants as they saw Lady Liberty after weeks at sea. What were they thinking and feeling when they walked up the steps to enter the immigration building on Ellis Island and began the process of becoming citizens of their new country? These were special people who, with little or no money, made their way to a new land. But when it comes to our relationship with God, no person can make his or her way. We are sinners to the core, and our best effort on our best day is far below God's standard. We can't pull ourselves up by our own spiritual bootstraps because when it comes to a relationship with God, we have no spiritual boots to begin with. Only God can make us holy. Maybe that's been one of your struggles. You've been trying to make yourself good enough for God. Good luck with that. Here's the good news. Jesus came to do for you what you could not do for yourself. Jesus died for your sin so that through your trust in him, you could be made holy. Jesus walked in your boots and pulled you up by his sacrifice on the cross. Trust in him as the one, the only one, who makes you holy. Father, thank you for sending your son. I pray for the person trying to make themselves good enough for you. I pray that you will help them see the futility of their efforts. I pray that he or she will trust in Jesus today as the one who makes them holy. In his name, I pray. Amen.